AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. NetV Pro is your IT easy button. Keith Swingle is the Vice President of Business Development. Keith Swingle, what does that mean when I say that you are my IT easy button?
That just means we help.
Okay.
you shine the bat signal up in the sky and we show up.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And we make it easy. I mean, that's the other thing is that we really work very hard to help technology be more accessible and to simplify things for you.
Very, very good. I need you. What do I do? I dial
320-493-3668. Now, that's not just a number that rings to a switchboard someplace.
Right.
That actually rings to my cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I will answer that
very
call.
Good. That's very important to know because not everybody
important.
Does that. That's
that
called
is
service, isn't it?
That's service with a smile.
That's it. Now, we're going to go over to the Good Shepherd Nursing Home right now. Well, I'll let you introduce your guests, if you would, please.
We have Bruce Glanzer, who's the CEO of the Good Shepherd community.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Heather Brennan, who's the director of food service or nutritional services.
Okay, so this is kind of weird. I think some people may not be able to connect the dots here, how NetV Pro can help a nursing home. But as we've been talking the past couple of shows, it really is a no-brainer because technology is where it's at on so many different levels.
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the things is that we have clients who use technology in some pretty unique and fascinating ways.
Yep.
And I wanted to bring the folks from Good Shepherd here a little bit to talk, one, about a project that we're doing, and we'll elaborate on that a little bit later.
Yep.
But also, you know, they use some technology in unique ways. And, you know, they use it as a force multiplier. They use it to enhance the, you know, resident experience.
Sure.
And it's things that we wouldn't really think about. And in my mind, a lot of the ways they use technology is really kind of a differentiator in the market. Marketplace. And there are some cool things that we wanted to talk about, and I wanted to kind of give them an opportunity to brag a little bit about the things that they're doing.
Well, and we touched on this just a little bit last week, and I said that Heather gets to kick things off today. So when it comes to technology and the food service industry, which is where you are, and dietetics and all of that kind of stuff, your residents at Good Shepherd literally can order off a menu. Is it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Whatever it is that they want, it's right there?
Correct. We have a daily chef special
for
lunch and supper. And then we also have an extended, what we call, anytime dining menu.
Okay.
So if someone doesn't care for what's on the daily chef special, they can order hamburgers, cheeseburgers, grilled cheese, breakfast all day, a complement of salads and cold sandwiches.
Sure.
To meet their needs of what they're hungry for at that time.
Well, what if my mom shouldn't be eating something? You know, like what if there's a dietary restriction or a guideline or something like that? What happens then?
We are actually really fortunate because we do have software technology that helps my hostesses and guides them into telling residents what a better choice would be.
Okay.
If a resident on our tablet technology, if a resident wants to order something that is against their diet and or they have an allergy because of a food item
that could be bad.
That is in that or a food ingredient that is in that food item, those items will show up red as a red button. And depending on whether it's an allergy or it's just, you know, a resident wants to go against their diet, we can override that with, you know, help of nursing and the nursing personnel to give the residents that kind of resident-centered care. But the most important thing is that the software actually flags to my staff that this isn't an appropriate choice or this isn't a good choice and there may be a better choice.
Okay.
This is not only like a full-service restaurant. It's like a full-service restaurant plus because like she was explaining, you know, if you order something that you're allergic to, you get a flag on it, or there might be an ingredient in there, they get a flag on it. I mean, you know, you don't get that type of alert when you're at a restaurant.
Right.
This might have, you know, this might have peanut flour in it.
Right.
Flag.
Well, from your perspective, Bruce, how important is that?
Well, it really comes down, again, to our philosophy that we've implemented since 2009, and that's that patient-centered system.
Yeah.
And again, CMS or the federal government is pushing organizations and facilities into that process. But I think, is it important? How is it important? We just believe that residents want a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to food, that's one of the things they still have.
Yes.
That they can have choices of.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been watching this last since we've been implemented this process, and it is amazing to see residents that in the past ate very little are going to the kitchen, or when the staff comes around, they order whatever they want and the plate is empty. They're getting their nutritional value. Instead of having nutrient supplements and things like that, they're getting it directly from food. And that's exciting for us as an organization.
Yeah, Bob, if I could jump in real quick for a second. One of the things that has always impressed me about the Good Shepherd community is and one of the reasons I really enjoy working with them is something these guys do is they actually think about people, right? I mean, so I live in a technology space, and it's ones and zeros and, you know, things moving through wires,
right.
And it tends to be a little bit, it's not real human, right? The people of Good Shepherd, they spend time thinking about people. When Bruce says people are residents first, he's not joking.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's – these guys live it. They walk the walk, and it's very – very refreshing to be part of that.
NetVPro is your IT easy button. Your phone number, Keith?
320-493-3668, sir.
AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Promotional consideration paid by NetVPro. KNSI.